He's very well known in the country music circle in Canada, especially Saskatchewan. Seriously, when we tweet back and forth, his fans are all over me. Cody Prevost joining us on the line. He's about to take Australia by storm. Hey, Cody.
Hey, how are you, Jeremy?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. You know, your fans, love them. Bless their hearts. They're kind of crazy, aren't they?
Well, they're great. You know, it's all about social media, and I've been able to connect with people from all over the world on there and spread my music, and it's just, you know, it's really been an incredible experience.
We'll talk about social media, we'll talk about Australia in just a little bit, but let's rewind, because some of the listeners of our Top 40 show might not be familiar with your name and your music. You're a farm boy, right? Canadian prairies. You were in a different kind of music before. Punk.
Yeah, no, when I was growing up, I grew up in a little town called Archville, Saskatchewan, and I started playing guitar, and I was influenced by my mom and my uncle. They each knew three chords on the guitar, and they would play about 20 songs at different family functions, and I just remember watching them and what joy it could bring to people, and I thought, you know, that's something I'd love to do with my life one day. And when I graduated from high school, I, you know, through the years of high school, I had a band, and we were a punk rock band, so we played cover songs from Green Day, Blink 182, Goldfinger, and just, you know, lots of punk rock groups. And after I graduated, I wanted to pursue music. I went into college for a year, but through that year of college, met my manager, and we started booking shows around Saskatchewan for $100 a night, and one thing led to another, and before I knew it, I was down in Nashville. I took a small business loan, traveled to Nashville, recorded my first CD, and then kept touring, and one thing led to another, and now here we are. And fast forward 10 years later, it's 2014, the fourth album's come out, and just things have really grown, and it's been incredible.
It's 2015 for everybody listening, but I see what you're saying. Just had to get you on that one. It's those time changes too, right? All right.
They get you.
Every time. For those of you listening right now, never mind, don't worry about it. Change your clocks, that's all I gotta say. If you're in Saskatchewan, don't change your clock. But your story, though, I mean, that's what I love, is because people want to get into music, they want the instant fame and fortune. We've seen those reality shows. But let's slow down and talk about, you had like an actual business plan. Like, you really worked hard to get things set up as a business, right? Not as just sort of a, I want to be rich and famous really fast.
Well, for sure. When I started out, like, it was all part of a plan. Like, I started playing shows at a bar for $100 a night, just me and my guitar.
Right.
And I did this for a year or so, and I decided, you know, I really want to take this to a new level. I'd love to record my first CD. So I had made a down in Nashville with a guy named Steve Fox, who was willing to my album, but it was gonna, you know, cost $20,000, and I was 19 years old at the time. I never had this, you know, and I put together a business plan, a five-year plan, and went in to see the banks, and just had no luck at all finding financing, because I really had no collateral to offer at this age. And so one thing led to another, and before I knew it, I went in to see a group called Community Futures, who fund rural businesses in rural communities across Western Canada. I went in to see the group and sat down with them, showed them the plan, and they invited me back a week later. They said, we're having our board meeting. We've never invested in anything like this, but we're really impressed with what you've done. Come back in a week, bring your guitar, play us some songs, and we'll see. We'll make a decision. So I went back a week later, played them a few songs on my guitar acoustically in the board meeting, and it was a week after that I got a phone call that said I was approved for the small business loan, and then from there I went to Nashville, and that first was born, which enabled me to get nominated for Country Music Awards and Saskatchewan, and be able to tour and open for bands, and so it just really opened a lot of doors.
You know, people always say that nothing good comes from the flatlands of Canada, right? You're on the prairies, here's the guy who's making it big in Australia, from Saskatchewan. We've got the guy from Winnipeg who's made a name for himself in Los Angeles. It's prairie power, isn't it? It really is.
You know, I think it can, you know, things come from anywhere.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, you can be anywhere in the world. But if you want to do something and you set your mind to it, you can achieve anything you want to achieve. But definitely, you know, there's so many great things that come from the prairies. And yeah, it's pretty flat when you drive across it. But, you know, there's so many things it has to offer as well. You know, it's all the farmland, you know, that feeds the world. And there's just so many great things in our, you know, in Western Canada here on the prairies.
And you probably get the question that I get a lot is, you've had all this success. Why do you stay there?
In the prairies in Saskatchewan, you know, it's really central in Canada, so it doesn't matter where I have to go. If I have to get on a plane in the morning and go to Vancouver, it's only 2 hours away. If I have to get on a plane and go to Toronto, still only 2 hours away. If I go to the States, it's straight down. It just is really central, and it's really convenient to get anywhere I need to get. And I, you know, it's always been home for me, and I just really love it.
And you've got a very big trip down south coming up. We're going to talk about that. We've got to get back to the music. We're going to have more with Cody and talk about how he's taking Australia by storm. Stick around. More with Cody right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Talking with fellow Canadian Cody Prevost, and we were talking about the prairies, we were talking about the rest of Canada, but you've become too big for Canada, and you're heading to the land down under, and you're smiling already, I know you are, you're happy, you're excited. Tell me about Australia and what this whole deal is that you have right now.
Well, Australia, originally, I know a guy who's from Canada, who moved there, who married a girl there, and this guy was always into music and booking shows and DJing, and he just had a lot of things happening. And so I called him, and I said, you know, I'd love to come to Australia and do some shows. I hear there's some amazing country music fans and festivals there. I'd love to get over there and do some shows. So lo and behold, 6 months later, he had about 15 concerts booked, and in this past January, I spent my January in Australia, and we did those shows, and it was just really an incredible experience.
And people don't realize, when they were listening to music just now, you actually invited me to come to Australia with you next time, didn't you?
That's right.
On the record.
Well, it's such a great place. You know, it reminds me a lot of Canada. Like, the people are so supportive. Like, we were playing, like I said, about 15 shows, and people would come to the next show, and then the next show, and then the next show, and it would just keep growing. And so to see that support was just amazing. There's still CD stores there. CDs and albums still sell for $16.99 on iTunes. Like, music is just so vibrant there. And so I came home, and I ended up signing a label deal now down in Australia, and we're actually working on the second tour right now, and working on some of the big country music festivals that are happening later this year.
Speaking of big country music, let's name drop for a second, because Florida Georgia Line, Big and Rich, Emerson Drive, from hometown boys Doc Walker, I think last weekend during the Junos, we were tweeting a bunch of the times that we've had them on the show here. You've rubbed elbows, performed, maybe I guess even collaborated in some instances. What's that like for you?
You know, to get a chance to learn from those guys. I've always been that guy who, you know, when I was growing up, I'd watch the CCMAs every year with just hopes of one day maybe being a part of it, maybe, you know, somehow having maybe a song on the radio, maybe touring. You know, it was just kind of a long shot dream at that time. But, you know, now to be there and be involved and get to hang out with those people and get to watch their shows and learn from them, it's just, you know, such a dream come true. You know, I've watched those guys for years, and to get a chance to be backstage and seeing how they run their shows and learning from that is just, you know, there's no other opportunity like that in the country music business.
Now, at the top, we mentioned social media. You're really connected with your fans. So tell me about, you make time, you dedicate time to, like, Twitter and everything, right, to be in touch and have that back and forth with them.
You know, I almost feel like it's become one big family. Like, every week we go on Twitter on Tuesday nights for 1 hour from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time, and we chat with fans from all over the place, and we've been doing that now for about 2.5 years, and it's just awesome to see how it's grown. There's people, you know, from all over the world in different countries that log in and chat, and, you know, it's really become a cool thing. It's like, and we rarely talk about music, you know, unless there's a new music video or something out or a new album, but we mostly talk about how everybody's doing and how their families are. And, you know, it's just a really cool thing, and social media has really, you know, helped me launch my career and grow that fan base and that support system.
What's the weirdest question you've ever been asked on there?
Well, I was asked a question the other day, where's your most ticklish spot? That was an interesting one.
Okay, well, here we go. Wow, now we've got to get the answer for this one.
Well, I said my toes. Mm-hmm. The bottom of my feet are pretty ticklish.
There you go. Write that down, everybody. All right, so Cody,
sure.
Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy Australia. Have a good time there.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.